Many observed that after this week, that Schoolhouse Rock classic, How a Bill Becomes a Law, is due for a rewrite. So, here it is.
Hey, kids, I'm Bill the Bill. Want to hear how I might become a law?
Yeah!
It's simple. Just follow along. Come on. Someone writes me, I get a sponsor. Committee's where I go first. Once through committee, I go to the floor, and that's where they debate.
Sounds fun!
Totally. Then they vote, they vote.
It's a vote!
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no.
If I pass here, off to the second house of Congress, then I go to you-know-who.
The president?
Yep.
And just like that, you're a law?
Well, unless I get tied up in a series of dilatory motions, nuisance amendments, and quorum calls. Poison pills or filibusters?
Poison pills? That's scary.
What's a filibusters?
Don't worry about those. With a cloture vote, you can cut off debate. You just need a supermajority in the Senate. If you don't have 60 votes, you can shove it through with plenty of parliamentary tactics.
Gosh, is that fair?
Sure it's fair. They're all in the rules somewhere.
Is it over then?
Yeah. Once the bill is signed by the president and sent back to the Senate to vote on the differences in the reconciled legislation, unless the parliamentarian rules that any of the bits to be reconciled fail the Byrd test, then it goes back to the House for another vote, and if it passes, it's a law. It's that simple.
Bill.
Now it's a law. Now it's a law.
Brooke, Bob, come over here.
Oh, all right.
Come on, step up the mic.
Now it's a law. Now it's a law. It's not a bill anymore. Now it's a law, not a bill anymore.
Unless it's overturned by the Supreme Court 5-2-4.
WNYC Studios is supported by the Brennan Center for Justice, presenting The Failed Experiment of Mass Incarceration. This virtual event on Wednesday, April 17th at 3 p.m. will feature criminal justice advocates and contributors to the new book, Excessive Punishment, How the Justice System Creates Mass Incarceration. They will discuss why the American approach to criminal justice is so punitive and how reforms would prioritize human dignity and restoration over retribution. Find more information and register for this event at brennancenter.org/events.